Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled, They Thrive. Because, dear friends, they not only live, they thrive. And we all know who they are. They're the ones that have been running the conspiracy for all these years. They run the media. They control the news. They own Hollywood. They're in charge of Wall Street. They're the puppet masters of Washington. They're the Big Apple's rotten core. They're the 1% of the population that owns 90% of the wealth. Every single thread of the conspiracy web leads directly to them. They're not even human. They're aliens. Xylons from the planet Zeon. They came to Earth long ago and infiltrated our world. Many believe they're the ones responsible for the backwards evolutionary curve that resulted in the isolation of the so-called subgenius gene. Had it not been for the Zeonists, the subgenius gene pool would have encircled the globe by now. But no, no. They rounded us up like cattle, forced us to work in their slave labor camps, took away our names and turned us into numbers, and at the end of the day, we cluck out of their factories and go home to our cell blocks and punch it again for another few hours of quality time with the wife and kitties. Oh, yes, we've got to keep generating the new generations of subgenies, don't we? Or who will rent their condoprisiums? Who will pay taxes to their Zeon occupational government? Who will fuel their economy? Who will burn in their crematoriums to provide hellish heat they are so accustomed to? Who will help them destroy the ozone layer and create the greenhouse effect so they can swarm and multiply? Those devils! It's not enough to steal our world. They must destroy it also. They decide who will live and who will die. The weak shall live and the strong shall die. For if the strong live, they sleep lightly. And rest you assured they won't rest until the rest of us are arrested. Why do you think we subgenies have to use so many fake names anyway? Because it clogs their thought crime computers. Their dream police and anti-sex league must toil deep into the night to analyze and sort out all of our contradictory clues. They know that somewhere out there, perhaps even next door, there lies a purebred subgenie that got away. And as long as the subgenius gene lives, they live in danger. For there is a legend, dear friends, a legend that one day there shall come a Messiah. Not a man, but an X-Man, an earthling exiled to planet X for his excellent ability in outselling the conspiracy. Well, now he's got a new client, and they've come along to inspect the property. Only they don't like our alien landlords or the conspiracy webs they weave. The stars shall descend upon the earth. The heavens shall open up and rain fire. The earth shall rise up and swallow the Zeonists. Those remaining masters unlucky enough to survive the Holocaust shall perish at the hands of their slaves. It will be a bloody day, dear friends. A day of reckoning. A day of vengeance. A day of revolution. The Zeons will be purged for eons. Earth will be annexed. And the planet Z will be X'd by the X's. Why? Because we hate you. Oh, yes, I know they're listening, and they know that I know they're listening, and now they know you know that I know that they know that I know they're listening, but it takes them at least an hour to trace our signal to our friends, and by then we're gone. Like they say, he who transmits and runs away lives to transmit another day, and that doesn't just apply to VD anymore, dear friends. You see, it may sound like we broadcast from a normal radio station, but do you really think they would allow us anywhere near something normal, least of all a radio station? Wake up! You're blind! They're already here, all around you. While you sleep, they thrive. Clear the sleeping powder from your eyes, dear friends. Take off your red-tinted glasses and put on some infrapink polarized ones. Look! Over there, on the billboard, it no longer says Coke Adds Life, it now reads Buy or Die. And here, on the pages of Playboy, it no longer has beautiful girls, but slogans like Marry and Reproduce, Get a Job, Don't Question Authority. You turn on the TV, dear friends, and what do you see? The man reading the news, he's not a man at all, but one of them. Spin the channel, Bob Dobbs, deliver us. The news is infested with them. Peter Jennings, Tom Burkoff, Dan Rather, Sam Donaldson, Ted Koppel, they're all them. Is there no escape? The echo fades and then cold silence. But wait, what was that? off the horizon and just beyond Capricorn. Was it a meteorite? Or maybe, just maybe, a small fleet of star destroyers reducing to sublight speed? Could it be the beginning of a new beginning? Our salvation from beyond the stars? Is their destination Earth? Is their mission to disinfect it? Yes, dear friends, we must hold on. We must fight the power and light the path to freedom, to glory, to eternal slack. Long live the Willadobs! Short live, they who thrive upon the conspiracy. Death to the collaborators. We'll shave their heads and cut their throats all the way through to the back of their spineless spines. Who says you gotta have balls to play ball? We'll use their heads instead. Bleeding heads to roll down the red carpet as reinforcements arrive alive for Planet 10. It's all just around the corner, dear friends. So put the beer on ice and fire up that VCR. Prepare thyself. You won't want to miss a minute of the festivities. Eat right, get plenty of rest, and praise my baby.